Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be concluding the second chapter of Maseches Brachos and beginning the third. The last Mishnah in the second chapter is Mishnah Ches, which says, Chassan imratza likros kriyat shema laila harishon korei. A groom, if he desires to recite kriyat shema on the first night of his marriage, he may do so. Now, we had previously said that a chassan is exempt from reciting kriyat shema. But exempt doesn't necessarily mean forbidden. For example, women are exempt from shaking arbaminim on Sukkos, but if they desire to do so, they're permitted. So the first opinion in the Mishnah says that a chassan doesn't have to say Kriyat Shema, but like Rabban Gamliel in our previous Mishnah, if he wants to, he can. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, but Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Lo kaharotze litol es Hashem yitol. Not everyone who desires to do so and to take the name of God is necessarily permitted to do it. So let's take a look at the Barton Oro. Lo kol harotze litol es Hashem yitol. Not everyone who wants to recite it to take the name of God is permitted to do so. Im lehuchza chacham ufarish b'shar dvarim ein ze ela gaiva. If he's not known to be a talmid chacham, someone who's diligent in all other mitzvos, then this just makes him appear arrogant. How so? Shemar ba'asmo sheyachu lekavin libo. He makes it appear that, oh, I'm able to have proper kavana. Ve'ein halacha k'Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. But the halacha is not like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. So the concern that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel had is that somebody like Rabban Gamliel, who really is a talmid chacham, and who really does take proper care in all the mitzvos, and says Kriyat Shema with proper kavana, that person could certainly go right ahead and say Kriyat Shema, even though he's occupied with his marriage. But a regular person, if he's going to say it on the first night of his marriage, he's going to be saying, I have such incredible kavana, I can even concentrate under the circumstances of my new marriage. That's an arrogant thing to say, so an average person should not do so. However, b'chazinan l'ktsas merabasenu d'amri d'ha'idna ko adam yikra kriyat shema b'layla harishon. Nowadays, our custom is that a groom, everybody, does say Kriyat Shema even on the first night, but it's for the opposite reason. Shekivan shebedoros halolu ein mechuvanim kolkach b'shar yamim. Nowadays, we don't have such great concentration even on a regular day. Forget about I'm occupied with my marriage, I'm occupied with the wedding feast, with my new wife. Forget all of that. On a Thursday night, I don't have proper concentration, because our generations are not what they once were. Im lo yikra b'layla harishon mechazi yoter ki yuhara shemara atzmo shehu mekavin b'chol shah elahashta mishum detarid b'mitzvah. So then you'd be sending the opinion, I normally have such incredible kavana, now I'm distracted by this important mitzvah. So back in the day, when people did have kavana, it would be an arrogant statement to do it on your wedding night if you weren't known to be a particularly pious person who does have exceptional concentration. Now it's the opposite. Now we never have such exceptional concentration, so for us to do it on the wedding night is normal because we never have concentration. If we weren't to do so, we'd be saying, oh, normally I'm so intense, and today I'm not. That's the end of the second perek. Now we'll begin perek Shlishi with Mishnah Aleph. Mi shemeso muto lefanav pater mikriyat shma. Someone who's deceased lays before him is exempt from kriyat shma. Umin hatfila, umin hatfilin. And from Shmona Esrei, and also from putting on tefillin. Let's look in the Barton Uro. Misha meso muta lefanav, someone whose deceased is lying before him. Echad min hakrovim shechayiv lehis avel alehem, muta olav likvaro. Someone whose relative, who he's required to mourn, is lying before him awaiting burial. Pater mikriyat shma, he's exempt from kriyat shma, mishum detarid tir de mitzvah, because he's occupied with the mitzvah of making the burial arrangements. Really, it doesn't say it in our Mishnah, but it does say it in the Gemara, that he's actually pater from all the positive mitzvahs in the Torah. He wouldn't do any positive mitzvah. It's called an onen. Nose hamita v'chulufehen, v'chulufehen, es shalifnei hamita, v'es shalacha hamita, es shalamita tzorach behen, paturin, v'es she'en lamita tzorach behen, chayavim. The people who carry the coffin, the pallbearers, and their replacements, because the coffin would be passed from person to person, those before the coffin and those behind the coffin, those who are necessary for the sake of the burial are exempt from Kriyat Shema, and those who are not necessary for the burial are required to say Kriyat Shema. Elu ve'elu paturin min hatfilah. But both groups, whether or not they're actually necessary for the burial, they are exempt from tefillah, which is Shemona Esrei. Let us look back in the Bartonuro. So we said, Nosei Hamita ve'chlufehen, those who carry the coffin and their replacements. Shekein derech she'mischalfin lefi she'hakol rotzin lizachos b'mitzvah. The practice was to hand the coffin off to another group of people because everyone wanted to be involved in performing this mitzvah. Eshelefnei hamita, those who were in front of the coffin, hamizumanim linsoa kishatagia hamita etzlam, those who were ready to carry it once the coffin reached them. Ve'eshel achar hamita, and those who were behind the coffin, klomar bein osu shelefnei hamita ubein osam shelachar hamita, im hamita tzricha lahem paturim. The meaning is both those who are before the coffin, still awaiting it, those who are after the coffin, who have already had it, if they are necessary for the sake of the burial, they are exempt. Vosan she'ein hamita tzricha lahem, kagon hahochin lilvos es hames lichvodo bovad chayavin. But those who are not necessary for the burial, for example, those who have come merely out of respect, they've come to pay their best wishes to the family, to honor the dead, they are obligated to say Kriyat Shema because they're not actually involved with the mitzvah. Elu ve'elu paturim min hatfila, but both groups, whether or not they're actually necessary for the burial, are exempt from saying Shemona Esrei. Delav d'oraisahi, because saying Kriyat Shema is a Torah obligation. You have to say it. Shach lecha uvkumech. Torah tells us to say it every day and every night. Shemona Esrei, the text was written by Chazal. The Anshei Knesset HaGadola wrote that. That's not a Torah obligation. So, the lav d'oraisa hi kimo Kriyat Shema, because it is not the same type of obligation as Kriyat Shema, that everyone's exempt from. V'ika da'amre mipnei shehi tzricha kavani yaseira. And there are those who say that it's because Shemona Esrei requires greater concentration. So just like we said previously, that workmen who are on the top of a tree can say Kriyat Shema, but they can't daven Shemona Esrei, because you have to only concentrate for Kriyat Shema for the one line. But Shemona Esrei, you have to concentrate for the whole thing. Here also it might be because it's difficult, even for someone who's not essential for the burial, to say Shemona Esrei properly when they're in the middle of a funeral procession. That is the end of the first Mishnah in the third chapter of Masechet Brachos. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.